You may not know it, but Dallas is the fifth largest convention city in the nation, and the only Texas city that's in the top 10 at all. It's obviously a very big business. So when you go without the top recruiter for a while, you need to scramble and find somebody really good. Sam Coates, the interim chair of Visit Dallas, was in here a few weeks ago, was very excited, said that they had selected Craig Davis to relocate from Visit Pittsburgh and come to Visit Dallas. And he's here with us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, David.
Boy, you don't mess around. So you were named to this office on December the 4th. I gather your last day in Pittsburgh was New Year's Eve, and you started here on January the 6th?
I did. It was a little bit of a compacted timeline. The announcement was made December the 4th, but I actually had accepted the position on November the 15th and told my employer, Visit Pittsburgh, that I would be departing at that time. So I actually left the position on December the 21st and drove down, you know, the day after Christmas.
It's still pretty tight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to have you here, but it's such an important part of the economy here that we need to hit the ground running.
Yes.
But the way I understand you work, if I go into your office right now, your calendar ought to be reading like 2022 or 2023.
Well, that's the way it works on the convention side. You know, we imagine that, you know, you've got this convention center, this gigantic million square foot convention center in the middle of Dallas. And the way that our customers book business into it is 3, 4, 5, sometimes 10, 15, 20 years ahead. So it's our job to make certain that we are maximizing that convention center at all possible times. And we just actually signed a piece of Microsoft business for this coming May back in December. So it can happen that you get the short-term pieces of business, but the vast majority of what we do is done years and years and years ahead.
There's been a period here. There was this pretty brutal city audit, and it led to the exit of your predecessor. Was there anything lost during that interim? I mean, were there conventions that say, well, we're going to wait and see who the new guy is or something?
Nothing's lost, but there are some conventions that are waiting to see what happens, because if Visit Dallas, and I don't think that this is going to happen, if Visit Dallas seeks to be the same Visit Dallas as it is now, then it would be a different proposition for them, because the staff, despite of all what you just mentioned, and all of it's true, the staff has been incredible at Visit Dallas, and our conventions have never been stronger than they are now. They're on an uptick, and visitation has never been better. It's now an almost $9 billion industry in Dallas.
Wow. Okay. So as you properly point out, the convention is part of it, and the other is
tourism. Yeah, tourism marketing.
Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
And my sense is you have you're walking into a pretty full plate. We have more stuff going on right now in this area than ever before, with the new Holocaust Museum and, you know, Clyde Warren Park and lots of concerts and brand new ballpark for baseball and AT&T Stadium and everything else. You got a lot to sell, don't you?
Oh my goodness, we do have a lot to sell. And that's the reason why, quite frankly, I took the job. I love Pittsburgh. I had spent almost 30 years there. It is part of my soul. I wanted to do this position in a bigger city. And Dallas is one of those aspirational cities in our industry that people want to work. So when the opportunity came along, and given just what you said, the amount of new cranes that are in the air building this city's definitely on the uptick. And that was the exciting part. But there's just so much to offer for visitors. So the job is marketing an incredible city, selling an incredible city, and it's been an honor.
Wouldn't it be easier if you could make some mountains or maybe a seashore? I mean, at least in Pittsburgh, you had a river.
Well, we had rivers and mountains there. But no, you know, Dallas is what it is. It is an incredible southern city. It is the epicenter of business and commerce and conventions. Our city is a natural attractor to conventions. That is not to say that they just show up without us. We have an incredible sales team. And along, I think you kind of touched on this, I with all that happened before I took position here, I took the position because of the strong business that is on the books. And the city has, the staff at Visit Dallas has put an incredible amount of business on the books now and in future years. And that was what was the sort of the game changer for me when I saw how much business is on the books.
Do you cooperate and with contemporaries of, I mean, around here, Fort Worth and Plano and other places, and sort of package this thing for visitors I'm talking about now as a package deal? I mean, Six Flags is not in Dallas.
No.
But Six Flags is an attraction to the area, and some of those people end up in Dallas, I would assume.
It is. You know, Dallas is the biggest part of the Metroplex, and most of the hotels are located here. We know that people that are staying in Dallas are going to go to Six Flags or any other attraction. Fort Worth has wonderful amenities. But our job is to sell Dallas proper.
So do you hit the ground running? I mean, obviously, you're working, you're here.
Yes.
But you're going to spend a lot of time outside of Dallas, aren't you?
Meaning what?
Well, visiting. Pitching the city and pitching the... Or do they come to you?
Oh, no. My sales team pitches the city. Our job is to bring the outside in. So our customer base lives everywhere else but Dallas for the most part. We have a couple in Dallas-based associations that meet in Dallas. But we have our sales team is spread all around the nation, and they are in market where our customers are. For instance, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and in California. That's our salespeople are where our customers
are. Do they work
based.
Exclusively for you? Or
yes.
Do they, oh, so they are. So they're not.
Oh, they are Visit Dallas employees.
Full-time. That's really
fascinating.
Yes, sir. So what would you like? What have you, as you look around here, what do you got to bring to the job? What's missing?
Well, I think what has been missing is an appreciation for what tourism brings to Dallas. As I said, it's almost a $9 billion industry. It's one of the largest industries in the city. And it's not seen as, I think, I don't know. I've been, this is the starting of my fourth week. But my sense is that the community doesn't really understand what we do, and it is our job to articulate that to the community. If you think about it, Visit Dallas is the only organization that is meant to market Dallas to the world. And Dallas is in competition with every other city out there, especially Atlanta, Orlando for conventions, Las Vegas. It is our job to find out what would draw somebody into the area and actually make it worthwhile for them to spend their money to come in and visit, because that visit is the first date for a long-term relationship. I would have never come to relocate to Dallas if I hadn't come and visited here first. We're in competition with these other cities for workforce development, for investment, and I believe that visitation is the very first part of that key, the tip of the spear.
You're right, and it helps keep the restaurants alive and operating in the hotels and everything else that we all benefit from. So we wish all the luck. I got to ask you this.
Yes.
So Visit Dallas, we used to know as the Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau. It was known that way for a long time. But it's now Visit Dallas. And you came from Visit Pittsburgh.
Yes.
So is there a move afoot in your industry to change all of the names to Visit?
There was. And the vast majority of us are Visits. But some of them are Discovers. Some of them are. So we've had a couple that came and did some silly branding, and then they've since gone back. But we used to be the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And when you hear the name Bureau, it sounds like the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or it sounds very governmental, and we are in fact not a government organization, and most of my counterparts are not. And the Visit nomenclature tells people exactly what we do.
Well, and you don't have to wear uniforms. That's the
yes, sir.
Of it. All right. Like I say, we wish you all the luck. Craig Davis is the brand new president and CEO of Visit Dallas. For more of our conversation with Mr. Davis, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.